Grade 7 Conference, Lecture 1. We're going to spend some time talking about the nature of the developing child and the picture of the fourfold human being that Rudolf Steiner has given us. Now, many of you teaching 7th grade have been Waldorf practitioners for a while now, and a good deal of what I'm going to say in these next several lectures may be redundant, and if you feel that way after listening a bit, feel free to skip over it. It's okay. You probably already know this. But I would also say, like practicing the scales, in a way, it's not a bad thing to go through it again and again. Sometimes even just those four bodies hold all kinds of surprises for us, especially as they interweave and we start to get permutations on the four basic units of which we are composed. For those of you who are new, and it certainly does happen more now than ever that teachers begin their Waldorf career in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, taking on someone else's class. So it may still be that you hit the ground running and you're still trying to catch up with a lot of the foundational work. Maybe you're in a summer training, part-time training, something like that. I would urge you to stick with this part, and you may hear a number of things that are quite new. For anyone who wants to go even more deeply into this subject, I also make available, as part of this conference, lectures that I gave as part of a very lengthy course on Rudolf Steiner's lifetimes and teachings. And there I go into quite a bit of detail on the fourfold human being, the sevenfold human being in particular. So just scroll all the way down in the contents and you'll see access to those lectures. So with a number of other things as well, there will be the opportunity, if you wish, to go further than I will do in the ordinary course of presenting things to you. So let's just go through those scales for a moment. We have in the human being the physical body, the etheric body, the astral body, and the ego, or the I. And the general presentation of these bodies that you will get in your teacher training or see in books not written by Rudolf Steiner himself is a somewhat schematicized, simplified picture that for the first 7 years of our life, the physical body is the one in which the child is living most deeply, and that's the one that's most developed and furthest along and most important in the child's nature. In the second 7 year period, the etheric body now is slowing down in its upbuilding activity and liberating itself for the process of human education. So this is the beginning of our grade school career, 7 to 14. The third period of time is when the astral body is born, as is often said. So now this third member, joining with the physical and etheric, brings an entirely new dimension to the human constitution, and particularly shows up in aspects of the human soul life. So that's up until about 21. And then in our early 20s, the ego, the I, the kernel of the human individuality, what makes us really unique, that appears and becomes most important, though definitely it is interspersed in and interwoven with the other three bodies. So that's the picture, the 7 year periods. And as I said, a highly schematicized picture, because Steiner, in his thousands of lectures in which he speaks of these members again and again, rarely spoke about them the same way twice. And there are many complexities there. And it's fine for us to have the sort of basic ABC picture that I've just given you. But as a teacher, you realize it just doesn't always work. In fact, probably in our time in the 21st century, that simple picture works less and less. And we realize either Steiner was completely wrong, and there's a possibility of that, of course, or things have changed profoundly, or maybe Steiner didn't put it that simply, and maybe he brought out nuances. And even as he developed this picture of the fourfold human being, which he did over many, many years, there were things that changed, that metamorphosed, that he spoke about differently. Maybe the problem is we need to go more deeply than we are going, and not just rely on what we were told in teacher training about these four bodies. So I'm going to try to do that in these next lectures, to sort of give you a little bit of a beginning of a more advanced picture, particularly of the interplay of the etheric and the astral body, because you are going to need this in your work with seventh graders. Things have already changed profoundly in grade six, and that change increases almost exponentially in grade seven. Interesting that grade seven is very often when teachers introduce exponents to their students. And we'll see why. That's quite the proper thing to do at this age. So we're going to look more deeply. And as I said, if you want to go more deeply still, please look at the Steiner course lectures, which are listed at the bottom of the page. The most important thing that I want to bring to you is that this fourfold quality of the human being doesn't just arrive out of the blue. You know, it's often presented as a given. Well, this is the fourfold constitution of the human being, and these are the ages at which these bodies, as it were, are born. That's all well and good, but where are those bodies coming from, and why aren't they all there at once? Do they arise like cellular substance in the human being, seemingly just by a process of meiosis and mitosis in the womb, or what's going on here? And I think we need to pay more attention to this, because here we really have the mystery, the incredible revelation that more than any other spiritual teacher, Steiner was able to give in our time, which is that of pre-earthly existence. So these bodies are the result of deeds and choices and acts that are going on in the life before birth, which in turn is itself connected with a previous life that we lived, which is to say that one cannot simply speak about the fourfold human being as a kind of given, a priori, a fact that's just there, without recognizing it means nothing. Those bodies have no meaning, and well, understanding those bodies will not be able to help us unless we are able to connect them to the fact that each of these bodies has its own separate biography before we are born and continues to act out of that separate biography in our lifetime. That is to say, we really are a fourfold being. We're not terribly unified at all. And this is why we find, even as adults, you know, our thoughts are going one place, our actions another, a feeling rises up, I'm hungry, whatever. that we can feel many things all at once. Sometimes they're quite contradictory to one another. And the beginning of this sense of inner conflict, of inner contradiction, it shows up at age 9. It sort of flashes forth for a few months at this time, but then it comes back and comes to stay as the hallmark of being a modern human being from sometime from the middle of 6th grade through the middle of 7th grade. So your students are in the thick of this. They are in the thick, we might say, of what it means to become human and to begin to act out, to be able to act out, to have the capacity to act out those intentions that they had before birth, because they have been completely dependent on their parents and on people like us, their teachers, their caretakers, for all of these years. They have not really been themselves until now. And the secret, the key of this, is the coming, the birth, the unfolding of the astral body. So we're going to spend more time on the astral body in our investigations than I have in the earlier online conferences where the etheric body has been so very important. So we're going to see then how the mystery of pre-earthly life comes very strongly to the fore at this age. And not only that, we'll also see how the mystery of post-earthly life, that is to say, the fact that we are going to die, which Steiner said is really important. And, you know, we don't like thinking about it. And on many levels, we don't believe it's going to happen to us. Yes, everybody else, but not us. We really have to awaken to life after death as much as we need to awaken to life before life in order to understand the seventh grader. And guys, look around you. Look in your school. You know, how large was last year's seventh grade? 8 kids? How large was it in fifth grade? 20? What happened? How large is your class compared to where it was in the early grades? Has this been a pattern in your school that 7th and 8th grades are really small? There are many factors for this. We'll touch many of them in the course of the conference. But I would say that a very big part of it is that we are trying to act out of Steiner's teaching indications without understanding the spiritual foundation on which those teaching methods are based. And we have to understand the continuity of the biography of the human being. So we're going to look at these bodies from the vantage point of karma and reincarnation. And I would say if you can't do that, you're going to be tremendously handicapped in working particularly with the upper grades curriculum. And I would say the reason that most Waldorf high schools in the United States are so small is once again because this depth of spiritual life is not cultivated and understood. Okay, I'm about to go on to go through the four bodies. But I do want to say, if what I'm saying right now just blows you away and, you know, freaks you out, whatever they say nowadays, and you just feel this is not what you were expecting, you may pull out at this moment. And I don't know, we'll work out something in the way of a refund. Honestly, because it's very important that we try to understand the adolescent from a much deeper perspective than is ordinarily done.